Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Audrey, I have a little bit of breaking news coming from Cork. We're hearing that the Cork Camogie manager, Matthew Toomey, has stepped away from his role with the team. So he agreed a two-year term back in 2021. That term has come to an end and he's decided not to stay on. And I can tell you this, there's a huge sense of shock in Cork this morning and around the country. Matthew and his squad have made incredible progress over the last couple of seasons. As I said, come in November 2021, I think it was. They went on then to lose to Kilkenny in the final by a point. That was in 2022. Ran them very close, and then this summer they finally got over the line after some recent heartbreak. Very impressive display, dominated from start to finish against Waterford. So he informed the county board last night and he told his players over the weekend, and I know he was, from talking to people down there, very popular amongst the players, always a player sort of coach, wanting to put the players front and centre of it all, never taking credit for it, but we'll give him his bit of credit here this morning. Well done to him, and big boots to fill down there. Sarah Lavin had a busy night last night, her season winding down, and she completed it with an event in Switzerland and a trip worth making because she broke the one Irish 100 metre record. She only recently acquired the 100 metre hurdle record. Lavin finished second in the race to Zainab Dasso in a time of 11:27. She went on then to compete in the 100 hurdles later in the evening, but she finished fifth there. So a great way for her to wrap up her season. John Egan seems to be the only big injury concern so far for the Irish European qualifier against France on Thursday. He sat out training yesterday after hurting his knee playing for Sheffield United over the weekend. The full extent of that knock has not yet been made public. So we've these games, France on Thursday and then the Netherlands at the weekend on Sunday. Hugely significant because we've only picked up 3 points from our opening three fixtures. The loss at home to France back in March, particularly painful for Josh Cullen. His misplaced pass led to the French goal, but he says he's taking the positives from the experience.
Of course it hurts. You're obviously disappointed with yourself in that moment, and because we care so much, it hurts for a few days after, and something you have to get over. But like I said, you have to have that resilience to believe in the way you play. Obviously, you have only one chance to make that split second decision, and not every decision you make on the football pitch is going to be right. And when you're playing against opposition of the level of France, you can get punished. So something that hurt, no doubt about it, but it's something that I tried to move on from as quickly as I could, and it's really far out of my head now, and I'm looking forward to the game on Thursday. As a player, I try and set myself high standards and always analyse my games anyway, and a moment like that doesn't need too much analysing. You know that you've made a mistake, and like I said, it's tough to take in that moment and for a few days after, but you take it on the chin and move on. Playing in massive games for your country, it doesn't get any bigger than that. So to experience that, playing against the level of opposition we have, and playing in the atmospheres and environments, it's all experiences that are only gonna improve you going forward. So I think it's been a massive help for me personally, and I'm sure it feels that way for every player.
Big game for both Josh and the rest of the squad. It's live on Game On Thursday. Brazil have dropped their Manchester United winger Antony following allegations of abuse by a former girlfriend. Police in São Paulo and Greater Manchester are investigating these claims. The player himself has issued a statement and he denies them. Ronan Kelleher has declared himself fit for Ireland's World Cup opener against Romania on Saturday. The hooker has been out of action with a hamstring injury. Lots of speculation that the Irish management team will try and play all 33 players in these opening fixtures against Romania and Tonga. And Ronan himself was fearing the worst getting this injury pre-World Cup, and he says the phone call from Andy Farrell was a great relief.
I was absolutely delighted. The coaches trusted me to pick me in the squad, and just rang my parents, and they're delighted to find out, and my brother. So they're just really happy for me. It's a very, very cool moment, I'll say. You're never really looking too far ahead, but World Cups are they're very very few opportunities you get to have them. They're every 4 years, so you're looking at that, you're like, if I don't make this one, it's a long time till there's another opportunity to make it. So I had thought about it in the future, but it's just, you're never really looking too far ahead, so it's kind of, you're just delighted to get the opportunity. I think you kind of see the World Cup, there's so much more eyes on it, it's such a big deal. Everyone in Ireland's always talking about it, so you take a lot of inspiration. All the best players are playing on the biggest stage, so it's definitely somewhere you want to get to.
And that game is also live on RT Radio. It's on Radio 1 Saturday Sport, coming from Bordeaux at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. European Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald has chosen Shane Lowry as one of his 6 wildcard picks for this year's event in Rome. Seamus Power has been forced to withdraw from this week's Horizon Irish Open at the K Club due to injury. He's been having problems with his hip recently. At the World Rowing Championships in Belgrade, Mags Kremen and Aoife Casey are into the semis of the lightweight women's doubles, as are Alison Bergen and Zoe Hyde. They are straight into the semi-final after winning the women's doubles heat, and the Irish women's fours are also into the semi-finals. Finally, defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz has qualified for the quarterfinals at the US Open. The third seed in the women's draw, Jessica Pegula, and Wimbledon finalist Ons Jabeur, have crashed out.